There is something very fishy going on with the United States economy, and I can prove it throughout this video. Listen, you guys know me. You know that I am the farthest thing from a conspiracy theorist possible, but in this case, it's not a conspiracy theory. I can prove throughout this video that month after month, the Trump administration has been covering up key economic data by simply not releasing it, refusing to release the inflation report. Then shortly after that, the jobs report was stopped by the Trump administration. The GDP report has been delayed over and over and over because this admin is trying to cover up bad economic data. What we see Republican administration after Republican administration is a dual economy, one economy for the top 10%. You can even argue the top 1% as well. But the top 10% get disproportionate benefits. Then there's the bottom 90%. The average American like you or I that is not a lobbyist, not a massive donor to politicians that can help them dictate policy. We're not people that can donate a large swath of money to a candidate then go have a nice luxurious dinner in New York right afterwards. No. You and I are subject to the rules that the average American are subject to. The Trump administration is currently trying to create this dueling economy for the top 10%, then pull the wool over the eyes of the average American who actually does have to visit the grocery store, who actually does go to something like Walmart or Costco or Target on a weekly basis to shop for their family over and over and over. The average American is not a part of this oligarchical class that Donald Trump is catering to. My friend Micah Irfan, who is the lead policy advisor, always says Trump ran as a populist, somebody who's going to help the working class, but he's governing like an oligarch. He's governing like somebody who only creates policy for people who have over $20 million sitting in the S&P 500 actively. People who are the richest of the rich are benefiting, and any vulnerable American is getting the bottom, the safety net cut out from underneath them in the form of ACA subsidies expiring, in the form of Social Security being slashed. Since Trump has gotten into office, unemployment is up, inflation is up, the deficit is up, and the Trump admin is trying to hide all of these figures. Every act of authoritarianism, every act of cover-up from this admin is an attempt to consolidate power and try to hang on as the midterms come by. I want to focus on this article today that is titled, "The Trump Administration Keeps Canceling Key Economic Reports and Everyone is Suspicious." Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below, because we will continue to expose this administration on a day-by-day basis, and we will continue to expose the fact that they are the party for oligarchs. They are the party that will send $40 billion to Argentina, turn around and send $13 billion to Israel, flip back around and give the middle finger to the most vulnerable Americans who need the Affordable Care Act, who need some sort of social safety net. Then they'll get on their knees, and never mind, they'll get on their knees and they'll placate the richest of the rich, like Elon Musk. I'll say that. But this reads, "The Trump admin keeps canceling key economic reports and everyone is concerned." And really quickly, have you ever asked yourself, who's reading my emails? Because with the current government's overreach, the NSA and FBI can legally monitor your messages and legally buy your private data. It's true. You can look it up. That's why I use Proton Mail to send and receive all of my personal messages. They have end-to-end encryption, meaning nobody can read your emails but you. They're based in Switzerland, outside of U.S. jurisdiction, meaning they're protected by actual privacy laws. And it makes surveillance, like Section 702, which allows the government to access your data, powerless. It's useless because of where the company is located. So you could have your own privacy mechanisms. And if you're switching over from Gmail, it's just one or two clicks. Legitimately, one or two clicks. And it's the easiest way to protect yourself. So go to proton.me/Adam. Or click the top link in the description and you can get a free account. Again, proton.me/Adam, or click the link below. Thank you to you all, and thank you to Proton Mail. I mean, listen to this. On Monday, November 24th, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis canceled the release of its growth estimate report for the third quarter GDP. Before it was canceled, the report had already been pushed back once, as it was scheduled to be released on October 30th. According to the department, the cancellation was due to the government shutdown, which recently ended. But the GDP report joins a list of other economic reports that have failed to been released, including the October jobs report and the October inflation report. Many reports have failed to been released even before the government shutdown, so that is BS. Despite President Trump's continued insistence to the contrary, people's wallets are feeling the effect of the poor economy. Many have speculated that the data cancellations are an attempt to withhold information about the true state of the economy. The news of the latest cancellation was met with plenty of commentary online. I mean, just check this out. I said that I would show you something fishy is going on. If you're keeping track at home, the Trump admin has canceled first the jobs report, then the inflation report, then the GDP report. I'm sure everything is fine, someone mocked. Sarah Longwell says, they probably canceled them because they're so good. Is that why they canceled the third quarter estimate of the GDP? Someone else said, canceled jobs report, inflation report, and now GDP report. I'm sure it's a coincidence. I'm sure everything is fine. One more time, there is a dual economy. There is an economy made for drug lords, like the former Honduran president who helped smuggle kilos of cocaine into the United States. He is now rich as hell, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's likely going to give money to Donald Trump's crypto scheme. There is a different economy for people like Justin Sun, a Chinese-born entrepreneur who then donated $80 million to Donald Trump's World Liberty Financial and got an SEC investigation dropped. There is a dual economy for all of these people who are treated like kings. And meanwhile, the average person has to fly blind, is flying blind every single month because this admin wants to pull the wool over their eyes and have them, like a business, a small business in America needs some sort of economic data to guide them. And when they're completely blind, that hurts the small businesses, it hurts consumers, consumer sentiment is already hurting. Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro joked, quote, they only do this when it's really good news about the job report being canceled. Vince Wilson points out, first they canceled the jobs report due to the shutdown, quote-unquote shutdown, and now they are canceling the Q3 GDP report. How bad is our economy that they are hiding the data? Schedule update, gross domestic product, third quarter 2025, advanced estimate is canceled. The data was originally scheduled for October 30th. It was delayed. Now it's not coming out. No jobs report, no inflation report, no GDP. We're winning so hard we can't even keep score anymore. The Republicans aren't even trying to make excuses. They have three strategies at this point. They either lie and say the economy is doing well, they hide the data in a weird way, or they suppress dissent in an authoritarian way. So if Jimmy Kimmel wants to talk on his show about the struggling economy, people suffering, Donald Trump threatens him. Brendan Carr threatens him. They pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air. They fire professors. They fire people working at universities. When it comes to hiding data, I've proven that throughout this video, or Donald Trump just says that affordability is a con job. Those are the three different ways that they are trying to hide this. We need to continue to push back. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.